And welcome to another episode of Walk with the Weird with Ashley and Janice. So, what have you been doing since we recorded?
Playing Conan, watching Disney Plus, who still needs to sponsor us, I think, because Forky asked the question, is it stable in my house?
Is it really?
Oh, God, yes. Like, every morning. But you know what? I like it. It is adorable. It is cute. I actually made somebody at work watch it with me because I just thought it was adorable.
Aww.
I know. Especially the friendship one. It's super cute.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That's the new one. It's been out since Friday.
We're going to have to watch that one.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Aww, I love cute things. We finished BoJack tonight.
We did.
We both feel personally victimized by that ending.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it was so quick, and then it was over.
I know. And we have to wait until January for the next one, and then January is the end of it.
Yeah. That's it. No more.
That's sad. So, this morning, I messaged Janice and had to let her know that I went down a very dark rabbit hole, and I have no idea how I got there. And I needed help to get out.
No, you didn't. You just wanted someone to talk you through what you were seeing.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. So I was doing research for our next episode. And somehow or another, I got into a pen pal program for prisoners. I don't know how it happened, but I got stuck in it.
Did you really?
I really did. And then I started scrolling through and looking
at Sorry, them. Everyone. That was the echo button I was messing with,
not the volume. I was trying to fix the mic. So if we echoed, I apologize profusely.
I'm just sitting here going, I'm wondering what you were doing. I'm like,
Oh, the sound waves weren't up where they should be. And so I was trying to tech fix it while we were going. I mean, that's all it is. It's all good.
So I get stuck in this dark hole of pen pal for prisoners, and I'm going through and I'm looking at all like the bios and everything. And then I got curious because one of the things that they have to do is they have to disclose the reason that they are incarcerated. I started looking and I said, nope. And I was like, I got down this very dark rabbit hole. It was
dark, yeah.
It got really dark really fast.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
We're going to be talking about the Enfield haunting, or the Enfield case, or whatever you want to call it. Which is also the inspiration for one of the Conjuring movies. Which I love. Nice. That is also a staple in my household.
Is this the one that was recommended by Little Wombat?
Yes.
To the Little Wombat.
To the Little Wombat.
Who refuses to listen.
So, this case is from the Wombat.
Our little Wombat.
And it takes place between 1977... and 1979 on Green Street in Brimstone, Enfield, England, hence the name, Enfield. And this is actually what's called a council house. So a council house is a form of public housing. A council estate is a building complex that contains like a number of council houses and other amenities like schools, shops, things like that. The construction of these types of homes took place a lot from 1919, after the Housing Act of 1919, into like the 1980s, with much less being built after that.
And so it's kind of like, what would be the equivalent in America?
It's kind of like a townhouse sort of a thing. It's like a housing complex. It's a type of housing complex.
Okay. And is it run by the government or is it a private thing?
So the construction, I think, was supplemented because it came out of this Housing Act of 1919. But it's not like what, or it didn't sound like it was like our... not snap because that's food, but the equivalent,
like Section 8 or anything.
Yeah,
like
Section 8. There, you know, there were local design variations, but they all had to adhere to this local authority building structure that they had.
Okay, so it's kind of more like a suburbia almost, like with like all of our houses kind of basically follow the same pattern in my little housing complex.
Kind of. Basically, it was to try and allow for building new houses after World War One, and it kind of sparked like, or marked the start of like the long-term tradition of like estate home housing.
Okay.
Versus privately owned. So, but that's why I said it's not quite like our Section 8, because in that the government pays, but it's not owned by the government.
Okay.
Whereas from what I found in this, the buildings themselves were at one point owned by the government. So, or at least the local authorities.
Okay.
Because they helped finance the construction. So it wasn't like private contractors and companies financing it. It was actually the government doing it.
Okay.
And the story actually involves two sisters. One of them's 11, one's 13. We'll get into names in a minute. And there are a few other key players, one of the most notable being the Society for, oh my gosh, I wrote psychiatrical, and that is not the right word.
Psychiatrical?
Psychical. Because I think my computer like tried to autocorrect that. Psychical Research, which is a nonprofit organization, and they came in to research it. So kind of one of the other key players in this. Okay. Because two of the people from there actually wrote books about the case. And the story was publicized, just to give some background. It was published in the Daily Mirror and the Daily Mail. So both papers published the story.
Okay.
And like I said, it's been turned into horror films. It's been made into books. It's been made into TV series. It's awesome and great. So,
and that's all you, because I don't watch that scary shit.
But to get us in the mood.
Oh, no. Like, the candles aren't
my enough. Lovely, lovely wombat, whom I love to death, sent me some of the voice recordings.
Wombat, so, I hate you so much right now.
I love you to death. So I'm going to play just a little snippet of it. That
sounds like a mix between Yoda and when I have laryngitis.
And for everyone who wants to, it's going to be posted before the episode, but it will be on our Twitter feed. It will have been posted on the 19th if you're looking for it. That way, if you want to go listen to the rest of it, you are more than welcome to, because, I mean, hey, why not?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy though.
I love it.
I don't like that. It's like I said, it's a mix between like Yoda and laryngitis. And I don't like creepy things that sound like that. I don't even like myself when I have laryngitis. I scare myself.
You scare yourself.
Which is why I don't talk whenever I get it. I've had laryngitis like 3 times.
And you don't like it.
I don't like it. Not for the physical pain it causes me, no. But
I want you to remember that voice. Because I'm going to tell you where that voice was coming from. And it's going to be important, okay?
Okay.
But we're not there yet. Okay.
Oh my God.
But I wanted to start out with that.
This is like a giant cock tease.
I know. I'm good at that. So, in August of 1977, a single mom stopped flipping me off named Peggy Hodgson called police to her home, and she was renting this home. And while there, the police said that they had witnessed some furniture moving, and two of the four children had said that there had been knocking sounds in the wall. So these two children were Margaret, who was 13, and Janet, who was 11. So Janet later said that before all this trouble started, her and her sister had played with a Ouija board. So, I mean, just to give you some background.
Okay, and this is why I keep saying there will be no Ouija board in this house.
So if we go stay somewhere else, can we use the Ouija board like in a haunted hotel? Because there's a haunted hotel around here
that I want to go to. We can go to a haunted hotel. That's perfectly fine. I do not fuck with Ouija boards ever. I don't even like looking at them. I don't like, anytime I see them in the store, I look away from them. I do not like Ouija boards.
So the giant Ouija board in Oregon's out.
That is completely out. Yes. You can take any of our friends there that you want. I will not go with you with that one. So, yeah. I'm weird because Ouija board's out, but reenacting courts
that could cause us to be haunted and killed by an axe murderer are in.
Okay. Yes.
So, the police constable had said that he saw a chair wobble and slide, but he couldn't determine what the cause was while he was there. They also would hear disembodied voices. And also, like, some of these voices spoke through Janet. So, what you're hearing is coming out of this 11-year-old girl.
No!
Yes, yes, yes.
No!
There were loud noises in the house. There were overturned chairs, thrown toys, children levitating, mostly the two girls, but levitating, okay?
So was someone playing light as a feather, stiff as a board or some shit? Like,
and this lasted for 18 months.
Nope. First time it happens, I'm out. See ya.
18 months.
No.
This is going on.
Fuck that shit, I'm out.
Over 30 people, you are banned from TikTok. Over 30 people said that they saw things in this house. So these things could be heavy furniture moving, objects being thrown across the room, the daughters levitating several feet from the ground, knocking noises, or the recordings, or actually hearing that gruff voice coming out
of a sweet, innocent
11-year-old girl.
11-year-old girl, probably still in pigtails. Okay, so, like, I can debunk, like, the furniture moving and shit and, like, things like that, you know, uneven floors and wheels and stuff like that, if I really try and go there. The 11-year... Okay, I can make my voice sound really, really scary sometimes, but I don't... That would leave permanent... my throat would be sore for quite some time after I did something like that.
Right.
So, because
that's a very gruff voice. Like, when we say gruff,
that's a man's voice.
Very masculine. Very deep.
I don't like it. I don't like it. You are laughing so much.
I am. So, the male presence in the home was named Bill Wilkins. He was a previous resident. They did confirm that a Mr. Wilkins had been residing at the home previously and had passed away there.
How did he pass away?
We'll get to that.
I don't like that.
And so when the spirit claimed that he was a previous resident and that he died in the house, you know, they were like, well, how could Janet have known who the previous resident? I mean, this isn't like the age of the internet where we could Google who lived in our house before.
Well, I mean,
even that's hard to do.
Aren't there such things as like disclosure agreements and things like that? Like, I know at least in the States now, like if someone dies, if it's happened recently or there was a crime committed in the house and it's within a certain period, you have to disclose it.
No.
Okay.
That's not how it works in the US. Nice try. Only if it's an unnatural death. So, like, if you have a heart attack in your house and die, that does not have to be disclosed. That's a natural death. If someone breaks into your house and kills you, that has to be disclosed. Because it's a violent death.
No.
Because I asked that when we were talking about selling a house. Well, we were talking because my grandmother had wanted to go home before she passed away. Oh, and so we had talked about whether or not that would have had to be disclosed. But because she was on hospice and it was considered, you know, it was not a violent death. It was not something we had to disclose.
All these random facts that, you know.
I know, right? Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what our realtor told us. So,
I mean, but
which was a good point because she never got to come home. But still, you know, it was.
But you did say how he died, so I'm sitting here going,
No. But it was just your fact about the States, like, and that actually, there is fun fact that law came into effect after a ruling that's known as the haunted house ruling or something similar. It's still taught in law school, where somebody sued because they weren't told that the house was reportedly haunted before they moved in. And it was one of those things, if the realtor knows that the house could be haunted, they have to disclose that to buyers. Weird random law case that's on the books and still taught in law school, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look up more about that for a fun fact another time, because I didn't do that. Anyways, it's just something I read like ages ago. So, but Bill had this issue where, like, for a while he claimed he was still alive. Like, he hadn't realized he was fully dead. He was saying that he was sleeping in Janet's bed, which Janet is the one he would speak through. So whether or not Janet's room used to be his room, or...
You're trying really hard not to say your own name, aren't you?
Maybe.
I could tell you keep struggling every time you say Janet.
Okay, when I was in elementary school, somebody thought it'd be funny to call me Janet Jackson. So I have mixed feelings about this name. I know, right? I'm like, of all the names, there are other famous Janices that you could have teased me about. My last name is the name of a boy band. You could have teased me about that. No, you decide to make an obscure 80s reference in the mid-90s. Yeah, I know.
Do you tan?
You've seen me tan. Yes, I tan.
You go red.
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
I do not go red.
No. I'm thinking of my husband.
Yeah, no. I just get darker and darker. I hardly ever burn. However, we live in a state where there's not enough sun for me to be tan year-round.
What sun?
So, but then he did eventually say or talk about his death. So he said that he went blind. I'm going to quote this because it's a quote.
Okay.
I went blind and I had a hemorrhage and I fell asleep and I died on a chair in the corner downstairs. So the voices could be heard, though. And this is how they tested this, okay? The voices were heard even when Janet's mouth was taped shut or filled with water. I started to say vatten. Which is water in Swedish. I actually wrote Vatten.
Did you really?
I wrote Vatten. Yeah, do you want to see? It's even underlined, yeah.
Why?
I don't even know, because I read the word water and I typed Vatten. Anyway, although it was somewhat subdued when her mouth was covered or it was filled with liquid. But you could still hear the voice.
Where's the other girl? And all the other kids and mommy?
They're living in the house still.
No, when they are taping and filling Janet's mouth
With water?
Yeah. Are they, like, right there, or are they elsewhere?
No, for the most part, they're there. This is how they were trying to test the voice. Okay. To make sure it wasn't something she was just naturally doing, like...
Just to mess with people.
Yeah. It was sort of just a test that they were doing to see how it worked. So the Society for Psychical Research came in, which, like I said, is a nonprofit. And they were kind of divided on whether or not they thought it was legit. Some reported hearing curious whistling and barking noises coming from Janet's direction. Others thought that the girl was exaggerating it, but that there was really a haunting, but they were exaggerating the claims. And still others just thought it was a hoax. It was nothing more than a hoax. So there wasn't a concise...
consensus.
Consensus from that. So, Ed and Lorraine Warren, again, I really like these Warren cases.
Warrens.
They were everywhere during this time period, I'm just convinced, okay?
Maybe they're the real aliens. They're the blonde aliens with the red pubic hair.
They were convinced that this was a legitimate case, but the family dismissed them from the house and claimed that it was just because they wanted to make money off the case. So, they dismissed the Warrens, even though the Warrens backed up their story, which is a little... strange.
It's one of those things that, like, you know, if, even if you were thinking that they were in it for the money, you know, because you could kind of easily dismiss, like, the Smurl case even.
Right.
You know, because they worked so closely with the Warrens and then they got profits of the money and things like that.
Well, they wrote the book separate from the Warrens.
Yeah. So, I mean, but their name, you know, connected with them, you know.
Right. It made it sound
better. A little bit better. But with this one, they're denying, you know, working with them because they don't... That's... Yeah.
So there were other mediums that came in. So I'm about to murder some names.
Yay!
Luis Gasparetto and Elisa DeBurgos came in. And after they came into the home, Janet's behavior actually improved. So she seemed to get better for a short period of time. And then things started happening again. Jerry Shutterick came in, and I don't even know why I rolled those R's, but I did.
I don't know. I'm like, Shutterick?
Shutterick. Sherrick. Sherrick. I'm really focusing now on my R's. It is
You're really trying not to speak Swedish right now.
We don't really roll R's in Swedish, but yeah, okay. Possibly I'm just mixing up things here.
You're Russian and Swedish and Italian and Spanish and everything.
Everything's coming out right now. And that result,
German.
I don't have any Swedish, or I have Swedish. I don't have any Russian or Spanish in me. Okay, it's all Sweden, Norway, and England. Sweden, Norway, England, that's it.
Swedish, Norway, England. You started doing the Russian again.
Thank you to our other friend.
We have another friend. We just, you know, there's this Russian joke, so Russian.
It's because you kept asking for vodka.
I kept asking for vodka, and then I bring rum.
Anyways, so Matthew Manning also was another psychic. So after Jerry, there was a brief period of calm. But again, these are brief periods. So Matthew Manning comes in, which, not even going to talk about what Manning I thought of at first when I saw the last name before I realized it said Matthew beforehand.
Eli or Peyton?
Peyton.
Very nice.
Believed that it actually originated from, that these kind of manifestations originated from an individual's own energy, and said that he had similar experiences to what Peggy was going through, like having massive headaches throughout the day and things like that. So it's believed that ghosts can drain energy from computers and brought, like, mine just dropped 20% in the course of this conversation. And from, you know, cell phones and lights and things like that. It did drop 20%, but it could just be my batteries being stupid. But it's an example, okay? And then also, like,
get out. You've been messing with the demons too much. Get out.
Personal energy could be drained. And that's when you start getting the headaches, fatigue, things like that.
Okay.
People put off energy too.
It's like it's sucking your life force a little bit.
Not necessarily life force, but your energy. Your ability to put out into the world.
The basically. Only thing I'm thinking of right now is I just have a mental image of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban and the Dementors.
Kind of like that, except for instead of happiness, it's your energy.
Don't they suck out your soul?
No, that's they the feed. Kiss. They feed on the happiness yeah, they feed on they're the happiness. Around. If you get the Dementors kiss, they suck out your soul.
Well, I'm thinking of like them sucking out the soul and being able to visibly see it.
Well, yeah, but they don't have to be touching you. That's what I mean. Just their presence in the room is enough to drain yeah. you. Especially for people that they say are super sensitive to paranormal things. And
it's a plane.
No, not that. I thought I saw like something. Yeah, okay. I thought I saw flashing lights or something out the front of my eye.
It's you and the candles. So I'm concerned.
Unfortunately, Janet was caught in some trickery because, again, this is like very prominent in the media. The media is there. They're trying to catch like anything. Stuff happening. Yeah. So Janet did get caught amongst all these different investigators doing different things. So I listed them all together.
There's a slug.
Okay, now he's getting distracted. So one thing that she got caught doing was bending spoons. Another was trying to bend an iron bar, which, I mean, kudos to the 11-year-old trying to bend iron.
I mean, I would have loved to see her succeed in that one.
Right? Margaret did help out with some of this. Mm. Banging a broom on the ceiling to make thumping noises. The voice called Bill, like the voice coming out of her, had a habit of changing topics sporadically, which is something Janet had a habit of doing because I mean, typical 11-year-old, right?
Or ADHD.
So both of them admitted, both her, the sisters admitted to being involved in some sort of trickery. And but later on, especially during, because she did come back out and talk more about the case, which is after her mother had passed away, when The Conjuring 2 was about to come out, she did say that there was a lot of pressure at that time period for something to happen to show that they're not crazy. And so her and her sister just felt this pressure that the spirit was expected to perform. And then when it wouldn't perform on will, because it still has a will of its own.
Yeah.
You know, and so it wasn't performing when they needed it to. They felt like they had to do something to show that they weren't crazy to the media, basically.
I mean, at least they didn't try to use the excuse of they must have floated over to the neighbors.
I'm going to float over to the neighbors. Well, you do this little priest thing that you're doing here. And I'll be back. And I don't even know what accent that was. But that's what
I don't know either, but I think you just hit the wax.
Going through all of my heritage. And it's coming out. But no, they didn't do that. But she did. And I can understand, not saying that it's right, wrong, indifferent, whatever. But for an 11 and a 13-year-old, you know, I can see them caving into that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, pressure at that age is, you know, incredibly high.
Yeah.
And
anyways, yeah, you know, without this.
Yeah, just in general. I mean, that's the start of puberty and, you know, trying, you know, going into, you know, junior high or secondary school or whatever the case may be. And it's like, well, you're kind of expected, well, now you're growing up.
Right.
So that pressure's there already.
And so at one point, right, so they both said at this point, you know, we deceive people. This part about the pressure didn't come out till later. But again, even as kids, they might have not felt able to express that appropriately, or how to
yeah.
do it, or how to say it. Because kids don't quite understand nuance when they speak.
I know some adults that don't understand nuances.
True. And so Gross and Playfair, who are both from the paranormal society that came in, kind of reacted, and they're like, oh no, you need to retract that. Because at this point, Gross wrote a book, and Playfair was doing something similar on the case. So for them, this was like a big deal. But both of them also believe that they witnessed things that were not faked. So, I mean, it's sort of that 50, that trade-off of, which, I mean, yeah, part of it might have been protect your funding, but how much of it was both? Because now they're getting made fun of within the paranormal community for getting doped by two little kids.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's one of those things of, I mean, unless they kept extremely detailed notes about, you know, this happened and possibility fake, this happened, no explanation.
Right.
I mean, unless they kept, you know, like the statistical analysis of it, There's no way
to prove either way.
Exactly.
Milbourne Christopher, who's an American magician, also observed some stuff for the case. He failed to observe anything paranormal in his mind, but he did feel Janet was suspicious. Ray Allen is a ventriloquist. He went in there, and he said the male voice could easily be a vocal trick. Although, after hearing it, I have a little more issue with it.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I've seen some ventriloquists do
really... I was going to say, there are some.
Darcy Lynn won America's Got Talent. And
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Ones,
I mean,
too.
And there's been two that won America's Got Talent. And one of, like, there's people that can drink water and still do the ventriloquist voice. And it sounds a little muffled, but not really. And they're
right.
Still able to make those sharp vowels and things like that. So it's something that I've seen it done, but normally that takes a lot of practice and someone would have noticed.
Exactly. So, I mean, but those were their explanations for what was going on. And so eventually Janet gets sent to psychiatric care.
Oh, no.
Because she is the center of this. So she goes to psychiatric care.
What year is this?
It did not say a year, actually.
I mean, because not going to lie, I have... there was another podcast we listened to. I don't even remember. What wasn't it? And That's Why We Drink?
Possibly.
That had a list of treatments that they use in psychiatric. And I think we've even done it, too.
Well, no, we did a specific homeopathic thing with the aliens, not the aliens, with Casey.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to be, you know, better than, like, electroshock for menstruation here.
Well, not quite. So...
Oh, God.
At one point during this, she did say that it was a hoax. They also were threatening her with electric shock therapy, which was common at the time around this point.
As mentioned by the electroshock for menstruation.
Yeah. So, well, no, that was still listed as a current recommendation, and I have concerns still about that one. But, so it's kind of one of those things, like, I would have said anything to avoid electric shock therapy.
Yeah, you tell me you want me to say the sky is purple, I will say the sky is purple. Just don't shoot 125 volts of electricity into my body. Because they put them right on the temples.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not saying either way. However, I'm just saying, like, I too would have said anything.
I would have said whatever it was they wanted to hear so I did not get shocked.
And, I mean, really, the other thing is, like, they say that people who are weak or those experiencing mental illness are more apt to have issues. Like, demons are more apt to prey on them. Spirits are more apt to prey on them because they're considered more vulnerable. So...
I've heard that before, and I've heard it explained in different ways. One is that they're more vulnerable. Another is that sometimes they could be... They're more sensitive to things, depending on what it is, that they're more sensitive to it.
So they that's getting into the new age rainbow children and indigo children, which I think I might be mixing it up. I think they said rainbow children are often the children of indigo children, and indigo children often have ADHD, and rainbow children often have autism. And yeah. I'm like, no, we're not okay with this summary right here.
No.
That's no.
But I mean, it's kind of like how, you know, children are more innocent. And so, you know, a lot of times, like even for angels, they'll more go to the innocent ones or because they can sense it, you know, they're more connected to that. So kind of the same thing in this situation where the children are, you know, with the mental disorders, they might be more innocent depending on what it is and more sensitive to it.
Right. And also, again, with the vulnerability, depending on what it is, if they're at a very low point, it's easier to manipulate them into doing something than it would be like somebody who's totally mentally healthy.
Exactly.
Which is a relative term, by the way.
What is mentally healthy? I mean.
So there was another incident. So after they moved out, somebody else moved in, and the son claimed that he saw a ghost standing in the corner of his bedroom when he woke up in the middle of the night. And this is a teenage boy, okay? He went in and got mommy and was like, we've got to move now.
I agree with that teenage boy right there.
And they moved the next day.
Question. When was it that they moved in, and did they know about what was going on beforehand?
Well, it'd be hard to say that they didn't. I would assume the neighbors and stuff would have told them. One place I said they did not know.
But
it was highly publicized, so that's kind of hard to believe. But they said that they did not know.
My thing is like, okay, if I'm a teenage boy and I'm upset about moving to a different place because I had to leave all my friends, and my parents moved me into a...
Well, they've been in there for like a month, I think it was. A few months. They were there a few months before he saw it.
I mean, still, like, if I was unhappy, I would, you know, play it up and I'd be like, I saw a ghost, we've got to move.
But the thing is they weren't, like, this isn't like they were out of their zone. Like, they're from the area. So, I mean, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But also, like I said, it was highly publicized, but they claim that they never heard of it. But, I mean, there are people who don't pay attention to the news now. So, I mean...
I don't even watch the news half the time.
I know. I had to tell you about recent events.
I know you
do. All the time.
But, see, this is why I don't need to watch the news. I get a personal daily report.
Yeah, well... I mean, right now, all it is impeachment proceedings. But...
I mean, I'm actually kind of paying attention to that. Just for the giggles of it, no matter... It's the giggles of it.
But, I mean, so they did claim that there was one other experience.
Okay.
And then there's a current resident who said she did not want to be identified in the articles. Like, she's like, please don't. She said that basically that she's got two young kids and they don't know about what the events were in their house. And so she doesn't want them to be scared. So please don't publicize their name.
But I mean, and that's...
But the address is publicized. So these kids are going to grow up and then they're going to eventually Google their address or something weird. And it's going to pop up. Or like one of their friends is going to watch The Conjuring 2. And they're going to be like, that's your house. And then it's going to be like, oh, mom. What the fuck? Why didn't you tell us we lived in a fucking haunted house?
But, I mean, okay, so...
Because I would be pissed. I would be like, excuse me, you say I was cray-cray, and now I find out there actually is a fucking ghost. I mean, this is assuming.
But, I mean, also kind of the same thing applies, though, because, like, I know kind of with my kid, especially, you know... If you talk about things even around him, he'll hear it and then, like, he will parrot it back to you. So it's one of those things that's like, well, was she not wanting them to be scared or not wanting them to make up stories about this?
She specifically said she didn't want them to be scared.
Well, and that's the thing, though, is, I mean, you might say, well, yeah, I don't want them to be scared. But also in the back of your mind, it's like, okay, we don't know if those kids... parrot things back a lot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and also we don't know how old they are. They're like little babies. You know, she may not want them growing up knowing that.
Yeah.
And I get that.
I get that too. I mean, but yeah, I'm still with the teenage son. I'm out.
Yeah, I know, right? I too. Mommy, there was a man in my room. We got to move.
We grabbed the vodka. We grabbed the baby. We grabbed our everything that we need, and we out.
We're gone.
Notice the vodka is the first thing I grabbed.
Right, you grabbed the vodka before the baby. I'm like, grab the baby, and then if there's time, grab the vodka. Well, maybe not the vodka. Go for the whiskey, because I don't like vodka. They grab the baby first, okay? Baby gets out first, and then you go back for booze.
Okay, if baby is coming to me and talking and telling me that, mommy, I saw a man in my room, I tell baby, you run.
No, no, no.
Baby, run.
No, no, no. Baby got tiny legs. You pick up baby, and you run.
Okay, what did my kids say about the zombie apocalypse, man?
If you are carrying him, he can't trip you.
Want to make a bet?
Just saying.
You want to make a bet? My kid would figure out a way to do it.
So then he's going down too. So after all of this happened, though, there were some other events, not necessarily paranormal, but stuff did happen to the family later on. So the brother would be, her youngest brother, I believe it said, was called Freak Boy from the Ghost House, and people would spit at him.
What the hell?
Janet got called Ghost Girl and teased while she was in school. And she actually left home at 16 and got married very young. She has like 3 kids now. The mother felt very exploited by the news media and everything. Johnny, which is the youngest brother, died of cancer at age 14. So that happened. And then the mother died in 2003 of breast cancer. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can we go back to littlest brother here? What the fuck is wrong with people spitting on a child?
I think it was other kids. Like, other kids doing it to him.
Then I hope their parents beat their asses.
We do not perpetuate beating children on
this podcast. We do not. But I hope.
FYI.
I hope they got some form of a consequence or a punishment, because that's right. Not. You don't. No.
That's not what we do. And even her being called Ghost Girl and teased. Like,
yeah. I mean.
Even though she's not being spit at, that's.
It's still very damning.
Yeah.
I mean, I was bullied as a child, you know, growing up and moving, you know, I was always new girl, you know, and I got called a lot of different names. And it's very harmful for someone to hear that.
Yeah, it is.
And especially on for your psyche, and especially at that crucial time where you're already having all these pressures to look a certain way and to act a certain way, and to, you know, by the media and everything else, girls are supposed to do this and you're supposed to look like this, and then you have people, you know, making fun of you for someone with that much mental I don't want to say instability, but
anguish.
It's something that's very hard. So seriously, what the hell is wrong with those people?
And then, like I said, he died of cancer at 14. So, I mean, Janet's son, one of Janet's children, her son, died in his sleep when he was 18 years old.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, there are a lot of sad things happened. She did say that she could feel a presence around where her mother lived while she was alive. But she said it was more of a watching sort of presence. It never manifested or anything like that. And that after a priest visited in 1978, that kind of quieted down and everything was more peaceful after that. So
where was their father during all this?
I just said she was a single mom. I didn't say what happened to daddy.
Because, like, I'm thinking, like, if that was her husband who died or whatever, then...
That was not her husband who died.
Okay, well, maybe it was a mother or, you know, a grandmother or something.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bill Wilkins. Sorry.
No. I misunderstood. No. The warm, watching over figure next to mommy.
Yeah. I mean, that's possible. But, yeah, it was... It was just one of those weird things that, like, she felt it, but there was no, it wasn't like the manifestations that were going on before.
Yeah.
So.
But, and it's one of those that, like, I want to be able to poke holes in some of these things, you know, but it's like, okay, some of these things, you know.
Some of them are just strange.
I mean, how do you explain the children lifting, you know, a foot off the ground?
Well, some of them, it looks like they're jumping. Not even gonna lie. Like, it looks like they could be jumping.
Well, I mean, if someone was there and they saw the children right. floating, it, you know, I mean, obviously with pictures, you can't really tell.
Right, and that's where I'm like, people look at the pictures and they're like, oh, it's because they're jumping. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how long they were in the air, though, so.
Yeah, it's like, unless you have, like, the smartphones that can take those, you know, the super quick pictures, you know, you're not going to be able to tell how long they were up there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, you can't explain that one. You can't explain, you know, random heavy furniture moving by itself.
Right. Especially when you can't tell what it is.
Yeah. And like, you know, a 11 and 15 year old are not going to be able to move heavy furniture by themselves.
Right.
I'm 30 and I can't move heavy furniture by myself.
I mean, well, I'm injured, so I just can't in general. But I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. But yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, it's one of those, and like, especially back in the 70s, was this in?
Yes.
I mean,
right around there.
So you're still having things made of wood. So when they're saying,
yeah, no, this is like real wood.
This is real wood. This is not the plywood IKEA stuff that we get nowadays. This is solid, you know, great grandma's table heavy.
Yeah, great grandma's table. I mean, it's very strange.
It is.
So, I just, what do you think? Like I said, some people think it was fake. Some people believe it was real.
I mean, we kind of go back to the same thing when it comes to everything that, you know, the hauntings and things. It only takes one of those things to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
If only, you know.
And even though she's like, yeah, we exaggerated it because we felt like we needed to get proof out there or whatever. Like, okay, you exaggerated, but that means some of that's true.
Yeah.
And that voice, to me, would be very hard. Like, as an 11-year-old, like, we're talking about people who can do it, but those are adults.
And I
like, I'm thinking of 11-year-olds trying to do that voice.
Well, I mean, Darcy Lynn, she won, I think she was, like, 12 or 13.
Okay, yeah.
But it's still one of those things of even those people that I've seen.
Right.
You're going, you know, I have to assume here a 9-year-old is probably in the soprano range. You don't go from soprano to bass.
Right.
I mean, they mostly stay in that two, some of them can get to three different octaves lower.
Yeah.
But not much further.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a female with a very high-pitched voice do such a low bass voice.
No, I haven't either. It's a very, that's why I played the clip at the beginning. Like, this is a very drastic different voice.
Yeah.
From what you would think from an 11-year-old.
Yeah. And it's like, there are some, like I said, there are some things you can explain and some you just can't.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah.
So let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my fun fact. Again, our fun facts are not related, but I find a lot of weird facts and random shit on the internet throughout my day. And so this is where we're going to share one fun fact a day, and I get to see how Ashley reacts to my fun facts.
Yay! I love these.
So, fun fact for today.
Okay.
Actually, there's going to be two. Okay?
Okay.
So, the first one is about Fulmer chickens.
What now?
Fulmar chickens. F-U-L-M-A-R. So, when threatened, a Fulmar chick will vomit a sticky, stinky orange oil at the predator. It's a oil, basically it's like an oilish glue. And so it glues the predator's feathers down and together so that it cannot fly. And when the bird goes to wash the oil off in the ocean, it finds that it's also lost its buoyancy and then drowns.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Killer baby chickens. That's what I've heard.
Wait, it's only the chicks that have this?
It says the chicks, okay? The fact that I found said the chicks.
I want to know because it almost sounds like...
Well, the adults probably can kick
And by, like, they're bigger. They probably have more force behind them. The chicks are a little more defenseless. So this might be, like, their defense mechanism they've developed.
The only thing I'm thinking of is the dinosaurs from Ark. Your spitters.
My spitters!
Your spitters!
Sir Spitzalot! And Lady Should Swallow. Because she blinded me so many times when I tried to capture her, and I finally got her. And she has this beautiful hot pink color, and so I named her Lady Should Swallow.
I was trying to think of what they were actually called.
That's what they're called. Sir Spitzalot.
No, no, the actual species.
Oh, sorry. They're the Dilos, the Dilosaurs or whatever. Dilophosaurs. I'm sorry, I thought you meant what were their names in the game. So our second fun fact is also related to a chicken.
Oh, of course.
Not a former chicken, but a chicken, okay? And this is about Mike. Mike the chicken. So, because of the way a chicken's head is cut, okay, there is a way that they will not die when you cut their head off.
I've seen this. I've seen them dance.
Mike the chicken was a cockerel that actually lived for 18 months after his head had been cut off. There was another one, and I don't remember his name. I don't think it was Mike, but there was another chicken that I heard about that lived almost 2 years, and he only died because the owner forgot the tools. They were like part of a carnival show thing. Like, they went and joined up when he realized, oh my God, this chicken's got dead. He forgot some of the tools though and didn't have them on him. And so Mike choked on a piece of corn or something that was in his throat and died at like almost 2 years. But yes, Mike the chicken, Mike the headless chicken, lived for 18 months after his head had been cut off.
Months?
Months.
18 months.
18 months. And he was fed with like a little dropper, given water that way. There's a picture. You want to see the picture?
No, no. I'm good. Oh, God. We're going to show it. Oh, hi. Hi there.
Yeah. No head. That's how they're fighting, though. Little dropper. Little eyedropper. Yeah, and there's the vomit, by the way, if you want to see the vomit there.
That's gorgeous.
So, I mean, those were our fun facts for today.
For this and it's episode. A chicken?
Yeah.
Chickens are normally female.
This is a cockerel.
Okay, so it was a male. Did he try to mate with the females?
It did not say. I've never heard of him trying to mate. They kept them separate, I believe. I think your daddy did not have a head. Probably would have scared the children, but also the females it was trying to mate with. So,
I mean, I'm just trying to think this through here. Like, I want to know what the chicks would look like.
Like a normal chicken. It was a normal chicken. Its genetics are normal chicken genetics.
They you know just what cut, I mean.
They cut the head wrong when they tried to cut it off, and the brain stem was able to stay intact enough that it was able to survive. So, you want to tell us what you're talking about next week?
Yes.
Are you okay? Are you going to be able to talk? Are you still thinking about chickens?
I'm thinking of all the feathers. So next week, I'm going to be talking about Catherine Knight. She is the first woman in Australia to be given the sentence of life in prison without parole.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so we will hear all about why she is in prison for a very good reason next week.
Awesome. And if you guys have any fun facts that you want me to terrify Ashley with, you can always email tonight. Us because I think I'm the one who checks the email. And also,
possibly,
I check it so much. Yeah, no, it would be gone and like it would be in my notes and deleted before you even saw it, probably. And follow
I
us.
Mean, have we gotten any emails?
Well, we've gotten some spam email about someone who wanted to launder money through us.
Nice.
But I deleted
the Prince
that.
Of Nigeria?
It was not the Prince of Nigeria. Okay. Very bad grammar, but not the Prince of Nigeria. And one person who wants to keep asking us where we live on Twitter. That's the extent of communication from the outside world.
Yeah.
But follow us on Twitter @WalkWeird.
And
we're on Facebook. Yes. Search Walk with the Weird.
And we are on multiple podcasts now, podcast apps. We are on Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, and pretty much anywhere you want to listen to podcasts. Yeah,
Radio Public.
Also, if you go to our Anchor site, you can always leave us a voice message, and we can play that on air as well.
Yeah.
So that's always an option for anybody who wants to do that.
Yep. So,
and of course, always remember to like and review us if you can, and share us, because that does help other people find us.
Exactly. We've gotten a couple more listeners, and we're always happy to see those numbers going up.
Yep.
Although it was funny, when you were trying to save this episode, you forgot what episode we were on.
I know, right? This is episode 14, and I kept thinking it was 12 for some reason.
I know. I didn't think we'd get this far.
Neither did I, but here we are.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.